Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners' Court meeting for Monday, April 15, 2019, at 1:31 p.m. We'll call this session of court to order. We'll begin with an indication led by Commissioner Arnn. All three followed by pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Arnn.
And if you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Dear Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to come before you, before this meeting again. We ask that you give that mercy and grace to each and every member of this court, but not only that, the wisdom to each and every elected official in Beaumont, Texas, Jefferson County. God, we ask that you put your loving arms around that family, the young man that was killed senseless here this past week. They were needed, but not only that, we ask that you put your loving arms around families of loved ones that are away fighting for our democracy, so we can stand and do your business in Jefferson County as a commissioner's court. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our very nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Consider possibly approved proclamation for older Americans. Does motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Arnn, seconded by Commissioner Arnn. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Elaine, if you'd like to come up, I've got a proclamation and it reads, whereas May is Older Americans Month, and whereas the older adults in Jefferson County are the roots from which our community grows, who bestow gifts of wisdom and insight upon younger generations and strengthen the bond between neighbors to create a better place to live. Whereas the older adults in Jefferson County should be commended for their role in creating and bolstering the fiber of our community and nation. Whereas we wish to join together to extend assistance to the older adults of Jefferson County by increasing their opportunity to remain in their communities as active and engaged citizens. Whereas Older Americans Month is sponsored by Nutrition and Services for Seniors, a nonprofit agency dedicated to providing innovative, effective programs that assist older Americans in leading quality lives while maintaining dignity and independence. And whereas the purpose of this initiative is to publicly recognize their contributions to the diversity, strength, and unity of our community and to identify ways to make their lives comfortable and respectable. And whereas to honor those who have significantly contributed to our community economically, socially, culturally, or otherwise by improving the quality of life in Jefferson County, Nutrition and Services for Seniors is hosting the 8th annual Deliver the Difference Benefiting Meals on Wheels to honor Ida McFadden Pyle, Leonard Juber Jr., Sr., Michael and Cynthia Wolf on Thursday, May 2nd, 2019. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County is hereby proclaiming May 2019 as Older Americans Month in Jefferson County, signed by the members of the court.
Thank you very much. I'm Elaine Schellenberger. I'm the CEO of Nutrition and Services for Seniors. I'm very proud to be proud of all the work that we do. For 36 years, we've been the safety net for our seniors in part of Jefferson County, and it's an honor to work for this organization and the people who work there. But we want to invite everyone to our Deliver the Difference luncheon. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity for you to learn more about what we do and who we serve. And this is our 8th year, which we're very excited about. And our honorary chairs are Angela and Dr. Paris Bransford. And our presenting sponsor is Lori and John Matthews. But we're also honoring four special people, who is Leonard Juber, who's been delivering meals for us for a very, very long time. Ida McFadden Pyle and Cynthia and Michael Wolf. All of these people have contributed to what goes on in Beaumont, the good things that go on in Beaumont. We can be very proud of all the people that live here, but these individuals really stand out. And with me today, I have Robin Troy, and Jennifer Pay, and Kim Sedella. Robin and Jennifer are our chairs, and they've done a wonderful job putting this together, and I just want everybody to come out on May the 2nd at the Event Center, 11:30, put it on your calendar, and come and learn a little bit more about what we do and how we serve our community. So thank you very much.
The Event Center. At 11:30?
Everybody do what these do.
Thank you so much for everything that Nutrition and Services does in our community, and we're deeply appreciative of you and the services that you provide for our work.
And we're deeply appreciative of your support. Thank you.
All right. And further out of order, under Human Resources, item A is presentation of 2018 Employee Excellence Award, and B, consider possibly approved resolution for the 2018 Employee Excellence Do I have a motion on that? So that. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Erickson? Oh, Mr. Erickson, not here.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mary Lee Rosales. I'm from the Human Resources Department. Carrie Erickson couldn't be here today, as you know. He usually has the great honor of announcing the winners for Employee Excellence Awards, but today I have that privilege since he's not here. Before I get started, I'd like to thank Judge and Commissioners for allowing us to continue to do this each year. I think it's a great thing and a great opportunity to recognize our employees. Also, for those that are not aware, April is National County Government Month, so not only is it a great opportunity to recognize the winners today, but we want to take this time to thank all of our employees who continue to serve and do a great job for us every day. Also, before I announce the winners, I would like to recognize the 5 judges that had the hard decision of narrowing down all of the nominees and choosing 3 finalists. If you are here, please stand when I call your name. Cheryl Swallow, Natalie Roberts, Stephen Walker, Zuli Zarita, and Tammy Rains. Thank you all so much for your participation in this event. It really means a lot. Now it is with great pleasure that I introduce to you the winners of the 2018 Employee Excellence Awards. Our second finalist and winner of the $300 award and certificate is Mercy LaPointe. Secretary for Award winner, Yolanda Delaney. demonstrates strong work ethic and consistently puts forth the extra effort to help others. Yolanda takes initiative to resolve issues or offer suggestions on how to fix situations. She not only goes out of her way to help her co-workers when they are in a bind, but also quick to offer assistance to other employees of the county or general public if she sees someone who might need assistance. Yolanda is a leader by example. She encourages those around her and has a way of motivating others to do a better job. Yolanda excels in her work no matter what challenges arise. The characteristics that Yolanda exhibits are truly a great example for all Jefferson County employees. Congratulations, Yolanda.
Whereas the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas established Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award on December 4, 1995, and whereas Yolanda Delaney, Administrative Secretary in the District Attorney's Office, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of loyalty, knowledge, and respect towards others. And whereas these qualities are shown by our 26 years of dedication in Jefferson County, her overall professional skills, and her pleasant demeanor, which promotes a great example and a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom she shares her knowledge. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County in its regular meeting, duly convened and acting in its capacity as the governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby present the 2018 Employee Excellence Award to Yolanda Delaney and praises her for her dedicated service to the citizens and employees of Jefferson County. $93.20. That's funded by grants from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, along the American Wetland Conservation Act. Any construction costs not covered by these two grants will be funded by the county settlement of BP. Item B is considered approved, execute, receive, and file job contract with Fall West Building Services for the removal and replacement of two flag poles at Jefferson County Courthouse in the amount of $15,066 in accordance with the by board contract. B is consider to approve, execute, receive, and file job contract with Fall Glass Building Services for repair wall and floor tiles and four bathrooms at the courthouse in the amount of $11,905 in accordance with five-four contract. That motion on those items under purchase.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
Discussion is, from me, Judge, on item C.
C.
That group that's doing that, they were the same group that did my, under my sewer project. And as I looked at, I asked Dale about it, looked at the talk about the hubs and things of that nature. It looked like a carbon copy paper that they put in there for $6 million. I cannot support it based on the fact it's hard for me to believe. So with that, you'll know that C, Commissioner Alford is voting no.
Okay. Okay, any others? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed, item C. All right, at the county airport, item A is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, file utility easement from Jefferson County to Energy Texas to allow Energy to construct and maintain electrical power lines upon Jefferson County Airport property as part of the Port Arthur Reliability Project. And item B is receive and file private anchor lease between Jefferson County and ACS Executive Air LLC for property at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Got a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Second, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, I'd just like to thank Kathleen and the engineer's office and Alex working together to get this resolved and crucial.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And the county auditor, item A is consider approve budget transfer for Beaumont Neck maintenance for additional cost for replacement of two flat poles and increase cost for repairs to the restroom walls in the amount of $20,000. Item B is consider approve budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional cost for uniforms in the amount of $700. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 4579193, 4581193. Got a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Regarding item A, I just want to confirm, Greg brought this, we've looked at it, is there things that have to be done, need to be done, but they have also, as I understand it, been pre-approved by the Texas Historical Commission, Linda and the county, is that correct? Okay, just want to make sure. Thank you very much.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have unanimously. At the county commissioner, item A is to receive an executed professional service agreement between Jefferson County and Lone Star Pace. And item C is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute consent form for demolition of an unsafe structure located at 7710 Tram Road in Beaumont, Texas. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Judge, don't we already have an agreement with a different group?
Yeah, this is just receiving and file. We have an agreement with two of them, so either one of them have the opportunity to engage in lending.
Don't pace?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And the crime lab, item A is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Orange County for Jefferson County Crime Lab to provide crime lab for testing and services suitable for investigation. Do I have a motion on that?
Moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
That's a question. Are we going to have the time to do it? Have anybody talked to the crime lab?
Oh, yeah, they already do work for them.
Okay.
So, and they pay us for it.
This is the same work that we've done. We just never had, or we can't find, an actual contract that's written that's been filed. So with the new county judge in Orange County and the change there, and then new sheriffs, we decided to go ahead and do a new contract.
Thank you. Right, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I'll have unanimously. And under management information system, you want to have one item. A, consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, file an agreement between Jefferson County Management Information Systems and GMO Global Sign Inc. for EBSSL certificate. Got a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Tell us what it is.
Bomb here.
He cut up.
I don't know what it is.
It's a signature.
It's a secure socket layer certificate so we continue to do email and stuff.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring any attention to public without taking action? With this, Tuesday before last, we finally got our permit from the Corps of Engineers to construct our cycle project on the intercoastal waterway. I think there are prior reports when we've been talking about money that we received from the BPO bill and other sources. We were at about $80 million. Fortunately, because of some money that we fought real hard for with the Department of the Interior, the man who's just been named the Secretary of the Interior, Mr. Bernhardt, had a couple of discussions with him, but we got an additional $14 million from them and Harvey funding for the restoration project. Also got another $8.5 million from Go Mesa, Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act. So now we're up to about $105 million, which is going to help us because the original plan and what was done on the pilot project was 37 cubic yards of sand per linear foot of beach. And we're able now to have that up to 50 cubic yards per linear feet, which is going to really increase the resilience of it. So they just anticipate that we're going to get our Corps of Engineers permit for doing restoration project in end of May, 1st of June. Then procurement will begin. There's really only three dredge companies in the United States have capacity, large enough dredges to do the work. So we're going to be working around their schedules, but hope at the latest to be started putting sand on the beach by November. They'll have some biologists that will be stationed out there to make sure that none of the activities disturb any nesting birds or sea turtles. And of course, we haven't had any sea turtles since before Rita, but we anticipate that once we get this sand up on the beach, we'll have a return of sea turtles. We also hadn't had any leased terns on the beach since Rita. We did the pilot project. We had over 600 nests within 3 weeks. So really looking forward to seeing that completed.
And that's the sand that they went out and found, the specific sand that we had to have back in?
It's a Paleo riverbed, a mile and a half offshore, and it's marked off into different quadrants. There are some areas that they're going to have to avoid in the dredging because there's some magnetic anomalies out there, which they assume are oil field pipes that run through there. But we've done core samples and everything to satisfy the antiquities people that there aren't any artifacts out there that are being disturbed. Jefferson County has become a very prolific place for finding Indian arrowheads on the beach. And there was a question by the Corps of Engineers as to whether or not those were washing in from the Paleo riverbed offshore. But I think what's happened is that since, you know, we lost during the 90 years before Hurricane Rita, we lost about 42 feet of Jefferson County to erosion in the 10 years following Rita. After our dune systems were knocked out, we lost 358 feet, more than five times more than we lost during the previous 90 years. And so I think that what really happened is when our sand was gone, we were left with clay. Clay dissolved. When the clay dissolved, arrowheads came up through the clay and weren't washed up. So that's where they're coming from. But we're really looking forward to seeing that project be completed.
Judge, I just want to publicly acknowledge your efforts and your part in assisting all the other people that were involved in requesting these funds for our dune restoration. I know you've been to Washington several times. You've been to Austin and got several awards for as a national leader in this area. So I just want to say personally for myself, I appreciate all that you've done. our engineering department and all of the different other contractors and subcontractors that have worked diligently on this project, but thanks to all of you very much.
Thank you. It's really everybody at from TCEQ, Texas Parks and Wildlife, the governor's office, the general land office have all been huge supporters of this project. One of the reasons is because the purpose of the BPO bill fines from the Natural Resources Damages Act and the Restore Council and National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, who have been wonderful, is to restore the health of the Gulf. And there's very, very little that you can do to restore the health of the Gulf by going out the Gulf. You restore the health of the Gulf through freshwater inflows. And fortunately for us, about 64% of the freshwater that flows into the Gulf of Mexico from the state of Texas comes from the Green Acres waterway. So we dwarf the inflows of the Colorado and the Brazos and the Rio Grande. And that's why this area is so important to those conservation groups. Anyway.
John, I want to make one announcement before we close out.
Yes.
And that is dealing with TxDOT. TxDOT has a scheduled public hearing for April the 16th in Beaumont at the Civic Center. And it's in reference to the construction that's about to begin. They are asking that elected officials come through by 4 o'clock so you get a chance to walk through and view the exhibits before all the public get there. So if you have any questions as elected officials, because it will be open to the public at 5. I think it's very important for our community to come out and look at those particular things and put those suggestions in. I think I'll say it again, I think and I know it's very important that we participate in this process.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, may I?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to remind everyone that early voting starts this coming Monday, the 22nd. For the political subdivisions, the county is administering the election for Beaumont, which includes the city of Beaumont, Beaumont ISD, and the port of Beaumont. However, the city of Port Arthur also has an election for its city and school district, and the city of Nederland also has an election at this time. So early voting does start this coming Monday, the 22nd, for all political subdivisions. All right.
Thank you very much. Anything further?
Yes.
Good Friday.
Well, that's right. We will be closed Friday because it's Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that everyone has a wonderful Easter. We are adjourned.
Good job. I'll be in my office.